Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Today, we're going to be discussing dealing with the unknown and uncertainty. So many of us are plagued with fear. We live in a perpetual fear of what is going to happen in the future. We live in a fearful state of fear of our stability, our survival, and the overall future of humanity. Now, because when it comes to the future, there's always this element of unknown and uncertainty. So many of us, in an attempt to deal with our fear and anxiety of the future, are going to develop dysfunctional ways of coping with the stress of the unknown and uncertainty. And we develop coping mechanisms that often do a whole lot more harm than actual protecting us from what we are fearing. So in today's podcast episode, we're going to discuss why we struggle with the unknown. Why do we struggle with uncertainty? What are the roots of this particular struggle? And what can we do when we are faced with this crippling fear and anxiety regarding the unknown to make peace with the unknown and ultimately feel more confident and secure when it comes to uncertainty? Now, let's start with some of the reasons why we struggle with uncertainty. Firstly, if we are living in a fear-based mindset, a fear-based consciousness, and in this state of consciousness, we feel like we do not have control. So anytime we consider the unknown or uncertainty of the future, let's say, it's going to trigger this fear of not being able to control the future, the fear of being out of control. So this fear becomes all-consuming, and we do whatever we can to avoid the crippling anxiety and the all-consuming discomfort that comes from feeling out of control. And in this instance, we're going to very usually cling or attach in fear to things that make us feel like we are in control. Oftentimes, these are things that are not necessarily good for us, such as toxic people, dysfunctional relationships, abusive relationships, friendships, jobs, and let's say dysfunctional habits, such as addictive habits. Now, if we are raised in childhood in a family system where there are unknowns, where there was a lack of certainty, lack of security, lack of safety, this is going to leave us feeling helpless and feeling ashamed. So in the present day, whenever we're faced with experiences of uncertainty, of unknown, it can literally trigger us, and all of a sudden we are flashed back to the helplessness of childhood. And in this instance, we're going to do whatever we can to avoid and defend against these painful feelings from resurfacing. So the unknown and uncertainty, naturally, we're going to feel out of control, we're going to feel uncertain, and ultimately it's usually going to trigger these deep wounds that are naturally going to then trigger the desire to escape and defend against it, ultimately making it very difficult to be in the unknown, in the present moment unknown. Furthermore, if we have an idea of a higher power or God being a sort of man in the sky who smites us for any wrongdoings, in essence, has a fear-based mindset, a fear-based perspective of God, this is usually something we would have learned from our superiors early on who had a similar higher power or God of their understanding. So in the unknown, we're going to be forced to face the idea of this higher power, of an all-knowing higher power. And if we are terrified of this higher power or God, that maybe we feel like it's abusive or tyrannical and it leads with fear, then we're going to want to avoid this present moment and uncertainty that comes with then needing to face this higher power, which ultimately is a terrifying experience. Next, if we do not have trust or faith in ourselves, in other people, in life itself, this is going to make the unknown and uncertainty very uncomfortable and very difficult. You see, people who have a healthy sense of trust and faith understand that there are dangers, obviously there's risks, and that the future can potentially bring misfortune, but at the same time, they have a healthy amount of optimism, that life is good and that things tend to work out. You can say they're balanced individuals. So a healthy mindset includes a healthy amount of belief and trust in oneself and faith in the intrinsic goodness of life. So those who have, let's say, a largely negative, pessimistic view of life and the inability to, let's say, have faith and let go, are going to see the world and the future in this sort of lens of doom and gloom everywhere, seeing themselves as a small and helpless person in a world that is largely negative and out to get them. And so with this lack of trust in one's own ability to deal with life as it comes, as well as a lack of trust in others and faith in life and in the potential of life and positive outcomes, they're going to avoid any risks and exposure to vulnerability that accompanies being in the present moment and the unknown and being uncertain. Now, the next reason we struggle with the unknown and uncertainty is that we fear what happened in the past is going to happen again. So if we had a traumatic past, we obviously do not want that to happen again. So if the future is unknown, that can ultimately recreate an experience where there's vulnerability and that vulnerability was exploited or taken advantage of or where they got hurt in the past. So in essence, when this happens, we are projecting the movie of our past or a picture of our past onto the future in anticipation of it happening, which then actually creates this very experience for ourselves. So in an attempt to predict the future so that we can prepare and feel more in control and protect ourselves from it happening, we then create the very negative outcomes by expecting it, by fearing it, and then taking steps to defend and protect against it. Now here's the thing. If we have the same mindset, habits, patterns, state of consciousness, intentions as we did in our past, our current reality and therefore our future reality will be a repeat of the past, since we will continue to recreate the very same things for ourselves because, again, we have those same same state of consciousness, same habits, same patterns. We're going to get the same outcomes. Nothing is going to change. It's not going to be different from the past. So if we truly want to change the future, the real way to do that is to make conscious choices in the present moment that align with our desired future outcomes. So in essence, we are taking mindful actions today that are not like the same ones that created the reality that we disliked in the past, and we are assuring that we are, you know, making consciously aware choices, ones that are going to create, again, the reality that we are looking to create. Now, even if we do this, even if we take steps today in this present moment to create the ideal outcome, this doesn't necessarily protect us from the unknown and uncertainty. There's still going to be a level of not knowing that the future will hold, right? We can do whatever we possibly can to assure that the future is bright and do all the right things, and still life does not necessarily work out the way we anticipated and the way in which we are striving it to work out. So there are simply too many variables that make certainty an impossibility. That being said, when we do take responsibility for our consciousness, for our mindset, as well as our actions, our habits, our programming, our intentions, we are able to align ourselves in this present moment, right? So if we continue to act in alignment with our ideal outcomes in each present moment, then we're eventually going to flow and end up in the best possible outcomes for ourselves, even if it's not necessarily one that we anticipated, even if it is unknown to us beforehand. So the following are some things that we can do to help alleviate that anxiety of the unknown and allow ourselves to step more confidently and with peace and with purpose into uncertainty. First thing is to become aware of which habits you have, both conscious and unconscious, ones that are not serving you, ones that are dysfunctional or faulty, and shift out of those into ones that you desire, ones that align with an ideal outcome. This is also where a healing journey comes in. This is where healing is very important, because when we become conscious, when we're on a healing journey, we're becoming conscious of our faulty unconscious programming that still lingers over from childhood, and we are taking responsibility for our wounds of childhood and we're healing them. And essentially, we are able to assure that our unconscious mind is on the same page as our conscious intentions. So they're not at odds with each other and battling it up against each other, but rather they are fully aligned. And when this is the case, when our conscious and unconscious minds are in sync, we're able to align in the present moment with our desired outcomes, giving it the best chance that we create the outcomes we want. So we may be uncertain, and we may be the unknown, but we are in essence taking responsibility for that experience so that we can make the unknown the best possible outcome. Now, it's so important to let go and go with the flow and surrender in faith to life. Now, these are life skills, right? Letting go, surrendering, going with the flow, these are life skills, and they take and demand continuous effort and practice. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to let go, and it takes continuously choosing consciously to let go and surrender to life in the present moment, right? So that being said, when we implement these life skills into our daily life, the results are inevitably going to be, they're going to work out in our highest interest, right? So we enter into the moment, we surrender to the moment, and we do so with confidence and joy, realizing that what we are surrendering to, which is life, is ultimately something that always works out for our highest interest, and something that we are constantly protected. We are protected by life. So when we do let go and surrender, we are protected, we are loved, cared for constantly. It's so important to let go of the need to know why, right? These include knowing why things happened in the past the way they did, right? Needing to know for sure if, let's say, the choice that we're going to take is the right one before we make it. Letting go of the need to know how things are going to go in the future. You see, when we attach to needing to know why, and what we're doing is we're looking to control, and we're attached to, let's say, the ego mind or our intellect. And when we are able to finally let go of the ego mind, we're able to shift out of the fear-based narratives that the ego mind is going to attach to, and the ego is going to attach to these fear-based narratives because it's trying to protect itself. So the ego essentially fears uncertainty. And the unknown, which is obviously uncertain, because the ego thrives on control and comfort, both of these things, the uncertainty and unknown, are seriously threatening to the ego's ability to be in control. So when we let go of the identification with ego and we surrender to the present moment, which essentially is our authentic self, because we are the most authentic when we are present, then we are no longer living in fear for our survival, but rather we're in connection to all there is, and we're fully embodying the oneness of life. Ultimately, that is what love is, the oneness of life. So what we are in this place of wholeness and oneness, when we are in this place, there's really no ability to have fear, because where there is love, there cannot be fear, and we are completely at peace, even if we do not know, and even if there's an uncertainty, because we know that whatever it is good, is unconditional love. It's so important to understand that the fear of the future, in essence, is really just the fear of the past, or past pain, or past traumas, or past abandonment, or helplessness, being projected onto the future. So the future is up to us, because we create our reality. We decide the way it's going to be. We decide what habits we're going to engage in, our intentions, our mindset, and those things are essentially creating our reality. So because we create our own reality, the past will only happen again if we don't take responsibility for our mindset, for our perspectives, our intentions, our choices in the present moment. So as we create our own reality in the now, in the present moment, the future, which is really just a future now, is less of something that is something we don't necessarily need to fear, because it's less uncertain, because we are doing what we can to create the reality that we would want to live in. So therefore we're less in fear of the unknown, because I guess you could say it's more known. It's more certain, because the now that we are in today is creating essentially the now that we will live in the future. Now, most of us have had childhoods where we were abandoned, we were wounded. And when we approach things like the unknown, uncertainties, or where we don't feel like we're in control, these wounds are very much usually going to get activated, and it becomes extremely painful. So needless to say, letting go and surrendering are going to be very, very difficult. Fear of the unknown becomes an additional fear of being helpless and abandoned or left alone like we were in early childhood. This is particularly the case when, let's say, we were raised by abandoning superiors, right? The unknown and uncertainty triggers these wounds, which makes fear of not knowing even more intense, and something that abuse and trauma victims will do almost anything to defend against, to avoid, and protect from experiencing. Now, while the unknown can be intimidating, it can be scary, it can be frightening, when we are living in alignment with who we are, when we are whole, when we are fully healed, and when we're in the moment, in the present moment, and at peace, and embodying our authenticity, which is pure unconditional love, then the unknown ceases to be fearful, and it suddenly becomes an exhilarating experience. And the present moment unknown starts to become joyous, we start to experience happiness and oneness, and it becomes a very powerful oneness, which many people would experience as sort of a godlike experience, right? Now, in order to get this experience, which is very blissful, it's very powerful, it's a wonderful sort of a higher state of altered state of consciousness, the only way to get there is by letting go. You got to surrender to the present moment, and then we are trusting the unknown. So it's based on a firm belief that whatever happens in our life is for our best interest and that life is working out for us and not against us. So in essence, it's really leaning into this faith life skill where we trust and we have faith that regardless of how life looks, it is working out for our best interest, and all we really need to do is enjoy the ride, enjoy the experience. Now, when we do surrender to the unknown, it's not necessarily that it's unknown. It's that it's unknown to us at this moment. We don't necessarily know the way things need to work out for our highest interest. So in essence, what we are doing when we are fearing it is that we're fearing that we're not in control at all times, and as a result of not being in control, we won't be able to protect ourselves from being hurt and overwhelmed. Now, the unknown is very much known to our higher self, which by surrendering to our higher self, having faith in it and trusting and allowing ourselves to be guided intuitively by it, allows this unknown for us to be as it needs to be. So the unknown, even if we don't know what it is, we allow it to be what it is, and ultimately the higher power, higher self knows for certainty the way it needs to be, and that ultimately is the best thing for us. So when we are able to let go of control of the way we think life needs to be, right? We let go of the fears that hold us back from accepting life on its terms and going with the flow of life. We are able to really make peace with the unknown and with uncertainty. And suddenly we're not even really bothered by not knowing and by not being certain, because we are experiencing this complete surrender to an infinitely loving, compassionate, and all-knowing higher self or higher power or God that is in control and knows what's best for us in each moment and ultimately is leading us towards that which is serving our highest growth, even if we don't necessarily see how our current life experiences can be for our benefit. So to conclude, we live in a world that is sort of obsessed with figuring out what's going to happen in the future. We're obsessed with protecting ourselves from an apocalypse, or constantly on the edge of our seat, just not sure of how the world's going to go. And we essentially live in fear perpetually of the unknown. And you see this very practically in insurance, right? There's insurance everywhere. We're trying to protect ourselves from potential disasters constantly. There's a ton of money, in essence, to be made by protecting ourselves from a future that we essentially are sold we should be afraid of. In reality, the only thing that we need to be afraid of is our own mindset, our own negative core beliefs, our own expectations. And if we are living out of alignment with our authentic self, then the future is essentially a future that we're creating that's going to be chaos. So when we do the healing work, when we become whole, when we align with our authentic self in the present moment, we are powerful creators. We are, in essence, able to align with our highest growth, and that is really more powerful than anything that anybody can promise us or anybody who can protect us in the future. So that is, in essence, the best way to assure that the future is something that we want and something that we will enjoy, is by being present and aligning with our authenticity in the present moment and ultimately choosing habits consciously that align with our ideal future. And when this is the case, we are less of uncertain, we are less unknown, and we are in the knowing and loving, unconditionally loving arms of a higher self who is always protecting us, guiding us, and bringing us to where we need to be in the moment we need to be there. So I really hope this podcast episode inspired you to take a look at the unknown, the void, right? And be less intimidated and realize that we are backed by an unbelievable power, call it the universe, call it God. And when we step into that power and we surrender to it and have faith in it, suddenly miracles happen, and we are not tied down by what the world tells us is possible. And this is really a powerful place to be. And it might be unknown, it might be scary, but at the end of the day, it's not unknown, it's just unknown to us. And when we allow it to guide us, we're always more powerful in this very particular place. Thank you so very much for joining me for today's podcast episode. Until next time, all the best.